At 7:07 this morning, we have 66 degrees. Your temperature, look for a high around 82 here today with mostly dry and a little bit breezy conditions outdoors. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. And news here at 7 o'clock this morning is being brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. And you'll find a personalized service from people you can count on. In news, a Council Bluffs daycare provider is charged in the death of a five-month-old boy who was found unresponsive after taking a nap. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says Teresa Chapin was arrested on Friday for neglect of a dependent person and child endangerment. The child was Lane Thomas, died on August 17th. Officials say he was put in an adult bed for a nap around 2:30 p.m. He was found unresponsive at around 4 p.m. According to the autopsy, the manner of death was undetermined and the cause of death was sudden unexplained infant death. Officials say the evidence indicates Chapin displayed a level of negligence that contributed to the baby's death. Chapin's case is not on the online court system and it's not known if she has an attorney. In other news this morning, Governor Terry Branstad won't commute the sentence of a woman convicted of setting fire to her family's home in Grizzled in 2005. Branstad on Friday denied applications for commutation from Tracy Dice and three other inmates. Dice is serving a 45-year prison sentence for arson, attempted murder, and voluntary manslaughter. She was 17 when she set fire, telling investigators she wanted to kill her stepfather, Brian Street, because of sexual abuse. The fire killed her sister and nephew. Street was later convicted. The Iowa Parole Board denied her request for early release in July. And Branstad also rejected commutation applications from convicted murderers David Full in Franklin County and Yvette Louisel of Story County and Leanne Wirtz, who was convicted in Polk County of attempted murder and child endangerment. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced two separate arrests on Friday. The first occurred around noon when officers arrested 16-year-old Nicholas Farwell of Villisca as a result of an investigation conducted by the Sheriff's Office. Farwell was charged with lascivious acts with a child, which is a Class C felony. He was transported and held in the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The second reported arrest occurred at around 9:18 p.m. on Friday as the Sheriff's Office took in 50-year-old Pamela Jean Price of Grant on a valid Montgomery County warrant for trespassing, and she was held pending a $300 cash bond. Dry and windy conditions and little chance of precipitation have prompted officials in Cass County to issue a burn ban, which will remain in effect until further notice. The ban was instituted at 3 p.m. on Friday by Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kinnon after he submitted a request, which was approved by the State Fire Marshal's office. The ban means open burning is prohibited until the fire marshal deems conditions in the county are such that open burning no longer constitutes a danger to life or property. Burn bans are already in place in several northwestern and central Iowa counties. Cass County is the first in southwest and western Iowa to institute the ban. Just before the ban went into effect, a field fire was reported northwest of Atlantic Friday afternoon. No buildings were in danger from the flames. Crews from Atlantic, Marnie, and Elkhorn were working the scene just before 3 p.m. on Friday on that one. The Iowa State Patrol says a Michigan woman died on Thursday after her car collided with a pickup truck on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County, west of Honey Creek. 80-year-old Beatrice Delpy of Fraser, Michigan, was traveling southbound on I-29 at around 2:40 p.m. when, for unknown reasons, she stopped on the traveled portion of the road. After her 1991 Cadillac Seville was rear-ended by a 2005 Ford F-650 pickup truck, both vehicles came to rest in the west ditch. Delpy was transported to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha, where she died from her injuries. A passenger in the car, 87-year-old Bernard Delpy of Fraser, Michigan, was injured and taken to the same hospital. The patrol says the couple had been wearing their seat belts. The driver of the pickup, 48-year-old Frank Bernard of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was not injured. The accident remains under investigation. No injuries were reported after a van came into contact with two low-hanging power lines on Thursday afternoon in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 40-year-old Thomas A. McCarthy of Omaha was traveling south on Birch Street in Corning when the 2010 Chevy E15 van he was driving struck the power lines, which were hanging across the road due to a fallen tree. Minor damage was reported to the van as a result of the accident, which happened at around 3:25 p.m. on Thursday. 4 months after it was closed when the Missouri River surged out of its bank, Interstate 29 in southwest Iowa is scheduled to reopen today. Officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation say the highway from near Pacific Junction to the Missouri border will reopen at 10 a.m. While I-29 will reopen, other roads remain closed. The Hamburg exit off of I-29 will remain closed because the road there was damaged and needs to be repaired. The exit at Iowa Highway 2 will remain closed until that highway is fixed as well. Work is underway on Interstate 680 from I-29 north of Castle Bluffs to the river, and bids were awarded last week on the Iowa 175 project. And a World Championship outdoor event will take place in Anita later this month. The Pattern Masters BDC World Championships are scheduled for October 20th through the 23rd at Hanson Outfitters in Anita. The National Bird Dog Circuit event is in its eighth year and will be televised on the Sportsman Channel and MAV-TV beginning in January of 2012. The organization estimates more than 25,000 viewers will watch the taped event. Paul Hansen with Hanson Outfitters in Anita says the BDC qualifying events were held in the community last year, as well as the BDC Players Tournament. Players from all across the country and Canada attended the event. The Pattern Masters BDC World Championships are expected to bring anywhere from 100 to 125 professional hunters and their dogs to Anita. Hansen says that means a big infusion of money into the surrounding area, and it's already taking place in the form of motel reservations. He says motels are already booked in Atlantic, Anita, and Adair. Hansen says people will begin showing up in the area 1 week in advance, and they're going to be looking for places to eat and things to do. The event also offers an opportunity to showcase not only Anita and the surrounding communities, but our local school musical talent and youth groups. He says the Anita High School Choir will sing the national anthem, accompanied by the Atlantic Marching High School Band, and the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts will serve as the color guard. Filming of the performance will begin at 7:30 a.m. on October 21st. Public is invited to attend and watch the students perform. Gallery seating will be available to watch the field trials and related filming. In addition, the Anita Volunteer Fire Department will be raising funds for the ambulance drive and holding a banquet for the BDC players and staff. All proceeds will benefit the fire department. Registration for that World Championships begins on Wednesday, October 19th. Competition events start bright and early the next morning in the pointing and flushing doubles division. And Hansen says the event takes place on an 8-acre field. Three birds are planted to represent fowl shot by the hunter, and the dog has to locate the bird and bring it back to the hunter, who must then harvest the bird. Each trial is timed, and the man-dog team with the best score and time wins. And on Friday, participants in the pointing and flushing Top Gun Division run match play are scheduled to compete, with activities continuing through Sunday and award ceremony to follow. Hansen says there are trophies and cash prizes at stake as well. You can find out more information about that organization at nbdca.com. And now taking a look at your funeral announcements here on this Saturday, October 8th of 2011, here the 7 a.m. newscast. Mercedes Bowers, age 94, of Manning, died September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held at 10:30 this morning at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. James Perry Osborne, age 80, of Dallas Center, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Dallas Center. Services for James Perry Osborne will be held at 10:30 today at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Laura Lee Kirkman Beatty, age 60, of Montgomery City, Missouri, a former Messina area resident, died Tuesday at her home. Memorial services for Laura Lee Kirkman Beatty will be held today at 11 a.m. in the First United Methodist Presbyterian Church in Montgomery City, Missouri. The Schlenker Funeral Home in Montgomery City, Missouri has arrangements. Marie M. Ebert, age 93, formerly of Erling, died February 12th in El Paso, Texas. Massive Christian burial service for Marie Ebert will be held at noon on Saturday at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Margaret Hins, age 92, of St. Paul, Minnesota, formerly of Avoca, died July 25th in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Funeral services for Margaret Hins will be held at 1 p.m. today at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth E. Lordson, age 82, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Carroll Health Center in Carroll. Funeral services for Ruth Lordson will be held at 2 p.m. today at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rose Ann Knoll, age 78, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Massive Christian burial for Rose Ann Knoll will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. The Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Robert F. Spencer, age 86, of Audubon, died October 4th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Robert F. Spencer will be held on Tuesday at 1 p.m. in the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. They have the arrangements. That's your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. For all your photography, electronic, cellular, and pharmacy needs, if you've got questions, they've got answers. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.